I oppose this change. I think, one, for several reasons. I, at previous meetings, discussed the fact, based on the comments we received and the data, that while we had the Cabazon changes to the Cabazon regulations being looked at, that we may need to do more than just put on a minimum length season. I put that in writing. I talked about it openly. I talked with folks from the Coastal Conservation Alliance and Puget Sound Anglers, so they understood that it was coming. We got public comments about the need to do this. And I'm really focused, at least for this part, on Puget Sound as a whole and not Area 4B. Our fish and wildlife policy on groundfish calls for us to be managed from a conservative manner when we have limited stock data. The information that we got from the department, in the background analysis, where they told us that the recreational CPUE shows a stable trend. I don't understand that, because what they told us was that in 2003, the Puget Sound Cabazon take was 2004. In 2005, it was 920. In 2006, it was 876. And the next year, 907, and in 2009, it was 1,175. So from 2003 to 2009, we've seen almost a 50% decrease in the take, and the catch per unit effort tracks with that. So I think that's showing us we actually have a declining population in Puget Sound. The department just put out in January 2013 a report entitled Estimating Fish Abundance and Community Composition on Rocky Habitats in the San Juan Islands using a small remotely operated vehicle. In Table 5 of that, which is on page 19, although you guys don't have it in front of you, if you would just write down two numbers. The first number is 170,526. 170,526. The other number is 8,008. 170,000 is an estimated number of ling cod in the San Juans. 8,000 is the estimated population of Cabazon in the San Juans. When I look at that, means the Cabazon numbers are estimated to be less than 5% of what the ling cod numbers are in one of the most productive parts of Puget Sound. I think the numbers are even lower based on the take and other, if we had the data, for other parts of Puget Sound. When we look at the season length for ling cod, it's 6 weeks. When we look at the season length for Cabazon, it's May 1st through October. To me, I don't understand why we'd have a six-month season, or whatever that number of months is, for a population that's less than 5% of what we think the ling cod season in. Why do we have a season length of 6 weeks on ling cod when it's so much more abundant, and yet we're treating Cabazon as if it's a very undervalued stock? The numbers, the department data, the CPUE data shows that in Puget Sound we have a significant problem. We also have a situation where when you're fishing on the bottom for Cabazon, you catch rockfish also in Puget Sound. Most of our Puget Sound rockfish populations are challenged, and so by changing the season length to match the rest of to the May 1st through June 15th time period, it gives Cabazon stock a better chance to recover and a better opportunity to build the numbers of breeding individuals. One of the comments we did receive sort of fell into two camps. One is, don't reduce our fishing opportunity, and the second is, boy, we don't see many Cabazon anymore when we fish, and when we do, they're certainly less than 18 inches long. if the fishermen aren't catching many, and most of them are less than breeding size, that to me says we really need to be a lot more conservative on how we are managing this cabazon population until we can build it up to a level where we can have a healthy, sustained, long-term fishery on it. I'll pause there for now. Thank you.